How do you perceive the way these division games, how important these division games are? Because, you know, four teams at 3-3, any one game can really make a pretty big difference.
Yeah, I mean, all these games, you know, throughout the season are always big. You know, in your division, you know, right here, we always talk about trying to take care of your division. Then playing at home, too, trying to take care of home. So, and like you said, with the race so close and everything so even this year, it'll be big for us to come out here and play well. You know, I think we're anxious to get back on the field and just play. You know, all the guys in this locker room just want to go play this weekend. And I think we're excited and anxious just to, you know, get back out there.
Did you guys spend some time together as a unit saying last week we're better than that and let's redeem ourselves this week and have some discussions about responsibilities and just helping out?
I mean, not too much time saying, you know, we're better, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It's all about, you know, what you put out there, what you play. And, you know, we definitely went over, you know, what we have to do better on the field and you know, to get that out of the way, to know what we need to take care of. And, you know, for us, the biggest thing is just going and playing. I think a lot of things we know, like, we went out there, clueless and not knowing, but now it's, you know, get that taste out of our mouth, get out there and go play football again.
You guys are a little bit dinged up and inexperienced at safety with some of the younger guys. We've seen you play safety.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a chance we might see you go back?
Oh, no, that's not my call. You know, that would be whatever coach decides. But, you know, we got some young guys I think that's done a great job of, you know, picking up the defense since they've been here. I think they've done a great job just responding and, you know, to give them opportunities to show what they know and how they can play.
I know it's not your call, but are you ready to go back there if he tells you to?
I mean, on this team, you got to be ready to go anywhere.
When we hear a lot of people talk about the secondary needs to do a better job of finding the ball when it's in the air, is it just that simple, or is there a lot more involved in terms of better secondary play?
No, in some cases it is that simple. In other cases, you know, it's different, but I wouldn't, you know, lie and say not. In some cases, it's just going and making a play.
Yeah. They don't have Holmes, who's obviously out. What do you see from their the wide receivers that they do have healthy, specifically Stephen Hill, the rookie who's had some pretty good production in the games that he has played?
Big, vertical, fast guy. And I think when you look around the league, you're seeing more guys with good size and can really fly down the field. So he's made some pretty big catches for them getting vertical. So we'll have to really try to do a good job on him. And, you know, Curley's a very quick guy. And then, you know, Schilling's another big guy. So we'll have to just be ready. And I think we'll have to try to compete. And, you know, like he said, we got to make some plays this week.
And there's also the possibility, obviously, that Tebow and Sanchez could be throwing the ball middle, deep, whatever. What kind of different quarterbacks are they? How do they approach the passing game differently?
I think it's all within their offense. When you talk about the passing game and what they can do, we know they both have arms. We've played against both of them last year, seeing them twice. So I think we know what they can do. I think the biggest difference is what everyone knows is Tebow's a good runner as well. So we'll have to be prepared when he gets in there. And, you know, the tough thing with him is he gets in there at multiple positions. So we'll have to be ready for however they use him.
Rex Ryan said a lot of nice things about Coach, saying he's the greatest coach of all time. He's kind of entertaining, I'm sure you know. Do you guys get entertained by just kind of the color and pizzazz he brings to the game and what he says at his press conferences?
Yeah, but I think a lot of times, I know a lot of guys, we don't even see that stuff. A lot of times I hear it when you come and ask me about it. So I think he does a good job for his team getting those guys going, and I just think that's his personality. So, you know, when you hear it a lot of times, it is pretty entertaining, and I usually laugh a little bit.
Trash talking, is there anybody better on this team than Brandon Spikes? I hear his name come up a lot.
Nah, he's probably, I'm not out there with the offense, but he's probably a top guy.
Okay. Thanks, Steph.